Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa
rahmatullah.
Before I commence, I would like to clear the doubt if it had come into any person's mind that the Imam who made the namaz, Qari Ghulam Hussain Sahib, although he's from the Transvaal, but he has made his niyat to spend 3 weeks in Durban. So he's not a musafir. Taki kisi ko shubha na rahe. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا صدق الله العظيم. Ulama-i Kiram, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, once again another majlis of Tawbah. In reality, this is a majlis of Tawbah. We call it majlis of Zikr, we can call it anything else. But the real and purpose of this whole majlis is to make sincere tawbah from our sins. It's like the injection that we take from a doctor for some serious illness. And then he says that the effect of this injection will last for 2 days, 3 days, 10 days, whatever it is. And then you will have to take another one. So like that, we have to keep on taking the injections of tawbah repeatedly, because our sickness is also that severe that we return to those sins over and over. So therefore, the need for tawbah also in abundance. If we are not going to do that, then our hearts will start getting pitch black. It will start getting spots, black spots on it, until finally it will turn it pitch black. Then nothing will take any effect on that heart. A person will recite the Quran Sharif from the beginning to the end, but it will have no effect. So before it reaches that stage where it is sealed, before it reaches the stage that it is sealed, we have to keep on making tawbah and keep on washing the heart. The rights of others we have to fulfill. Namaz, roza, zakat, start making qazas. We don't say we read all the qazas in one night. Some people get very frightened and shocked when they start calculating the qazas of their lives. They decide to make tawbah, and they calculate now, how many qazas do I have to make? Now, one person met me yesterday, he says, I have to make about 20,000 namazes. He's already in his 60s. Now, where is he going to make 20,000 namazes in one night? So he doesn't have to get worried. He must make the sincere niyyah that I want to make every qaza. But then just make one namaz with each namaz. With the Fajr, make one qaza. With the Zuhr, make one qaza. And for qaza, you only have to read the Farz and the Wajib namaz. So how simple and easy. And then keep that niyyah that I want to do during my lifetime, I want to complete. Then make wasiyat also, that in the event of my death, then from 1/3 of my estate, pay out for my namazes and rozas, whatever I was unable to accomplish. Then inshallah there is hope. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will see that this person made a sincere effort. Allah ta'ala will also forgive him. Allah ta'ala is very merciful, very forgiving, but he wants to see that this person is genuine in his tawbah. He is sincere in his tawbah. It's not just a mockery of tawbah. That at the time of tawbah also he's got no intention of giving up that sin. Then that is a mockery of tawbah. Allah Ta'ala wants to see that this person is genuine. It's just that he's got a weakness. Nafs and shaitan have made him their slaves. Nafs and shaitan have chained him. Now he's trying to get out of this chain and he's finding it difficult. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, with the barakat and the blessings of these du'as and istighfar and tawbah, Allah Ta'ala also opens the doors. He removes those chains. And then so many people after that say that we had never imagined and believed that we could have got out of those type of sins which we were addicted to. But today it has brought us peace, sukoon, happiness, and we are out of all those evils. So there's nothing to despair of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. But we should not use the word Ghafoorur Rahim to indulge in sins. Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim, very forgiving, very merciful. But for whom? For that person who is wanting to get out of his sins, is making sincere tawbah and istighfar. He doesn't want to return to those sins. Accidentally, again he returns to it, so he makes again istighfar and tawbah. So Allah Ta'ala is willing to forgive. But the person who says that Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim means that now we must keep on indulging in sins because Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim, then that is a very serious matter. So therefore we have to keep on taking these injections of tawbah. Before it wears out, before the effect wears out, we must make plenty of tawbah again. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there was no sin on him, but he made istighfar 70 times a day. And according to some hadiths, 100 times a day. Now what kind of istighfar was he making? It was not from sins. If your sins are forgiven and you are still making istighfar, then Allah Ta'ala gives you an elevation of status and rank. Allah Ta'ala gives you his closeness, his ma'rifat, his muhabbat. If your sins are forgiven and you're still making istighfar and tawbah, it is not going unrewarded. Then you are getting all the bonus. So therefore, istighfar and tawbah is the only solution to our problems, individual and collective. Collectively, when the ummah will make tawbah from all sins and then make use of the means that Allah Ta'ala has given, then they will become dominant over the whole world, collectively. But that collective thing is not in our control. We can only hope and make an effort to bring it into the lives of others. But individually, it is in our power. Individually, it is within our grasp. Allah Ta'ala has given us ikhtiyar. He hasn't made us majboor. Lots of people who say that we cannot come out, we cannot give it up. The person who can pick up his hands, he can also drop the hand. The person who can open his eyes, he can also close his eyes. The person who can walk, he can also stop walking. But if that person cannot walk, he cannot move his hands, he cannot open his eyes, or if he opens, he cannot close, we'll say now he's majboor, he's mazoor, he's sick. So that person whom Allah Ta'ala has given the strength and the power, if he's got the ability to commit sin, then he's also got the ability to refrain from that sin. The person who can switch on the television with his fingers, he also has the ability to keep the finger away from switching it on. One person once said, Maulana, I am proposed to a certain girl, and I hear in your bayans that we should not court, we should not talk to each other, or we should not communicate. One is communication with the opposite sex due to some necessity, or where there's no lust and no passion, nothing of that nature, it is some for professional reason or business reasons, or for tabligh and dawat, or for bayan and waaz or nasihat, then that is permissible. But here, this communication with the fiancé is not going to be for tabligh and dawat. That will be only the nafs of the person if it says that. So he says that I just cannot restrain myself. This resistance, I do not have. My fingers itch to make a telephone call. So I said, if your fingers are itching to make the telephone call, then why postpone and delay the nikah? In every masjid, at the time of every namaz, there's a ready-made crowd. And on Fridays and Jumas, we have much more than that. Any part of the time, use those same fingers which are itching to sign the register of nikah. Finish. After that, you can make any amount of telephone calls. But may get over with the nikah. Why indulge in haram? So the person who has got the strength to switch on the television, or to take a walk to the cinemas and theatres, or to cast his eyes, lustful glances at evil, then he also has the ability to restrain himself from that evil. So we must not say that it's not possible. It is in our ikhtiyar, it is in our qudrat. We are not majboor and mazoor. Yes, we can say that we have become the ghulams of nafs and shaitan, that they drag us whichever direction they want. We have made our evil passions our Allah. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. These evil passions also, they are idols. People worship idols. So if we are going to make these evil passions and desires that come in our heart, or ilah, that means whichever hukam they make, whatever hukam they make, we say amanna wa saddaqna, then we have made them of Allah. So this is the purpose of this Thursday night majlis, which is actually a majlis of tawbah. And alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala's fazl and ihsan, that many, many brothers and sisters, they seem to be indicating that after these type of majlises, they get the strength, the himmat and the courage to give up sins in which they have been indulging. ND51616, please remove your car. 51616. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر سر کو چوکھٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر سر کو چوکھٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر میک یور ہارٹ اینڈ یور باڈی بوتھ عابدز آف اللہ تبارک و تعالی عبادت از دیٹ دا پرسن سبمٹس ہمسیلف ٹو دا ول آف اللہ تبارک و تعالی ہی بیکمز اے کمپلیٹ عبد آف اللہ کمپلیٹ غلام اینڈ سلیو آف اللہ تعالی Not that his body is in ibadat and his heart is somewhere else. both have to be there. Then what will happen? Sukoon-e dilo jaan ko khallad kar. You will get sukoon in your heart. You will get sukoon in your heart. Allah Ta'ala is promising. Allah Ta'ala has promised, and Allah Ta'ala does not break His promise. He does not go against His promise. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. We will definitely get that itminan in our qalb. Qalb o jaan ko to us dar pe abad kar, aur sukoon-e dil o jaan ko khallad kar. Apni khushiyon ko akhtar to barbaad kar, apne rab ki khushi se dil abad kar. Apni khushiyon ko akhtar to barbaad kar, apne rab ki khushi se dil abad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. Apni khushiyon ko akhtar to barbaad kar, apne rab ki khushi se dil abad kar. That is the solution. One side is our desire, one side is the desire of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And we know the consequences of the fulfillment of both desires. If we fulfill the desire and the wish of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we obey Him, then Allah ta'ala has promised sukoon. And if we fulfill the wish of nafs and shaitan and we obey them, then Allah Ta'ala has promised, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دَنْكَ. Allah Ta'ala will make the person's life miserable. Life becomes miserable by the making of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Everything the person will have, but there will be no peace and no sukun. And on the other hand, the person may have nothing in his hands. He may be wearing patched clothes. He may be living in a hut or a tent. But Allah Ta'ala will give him sukoon in his heart. So we all are looking for sukoon, and this is the road to sukoon. May Allah Ta'ala bless us all with His ma'rifat, with His muhabbat, and with His kamil itaat, and the love and the itaat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوشبخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 کسب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی، کسب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی، وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی، خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی، خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی، مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی، شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ، نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ، اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، याद अपनी रचा दे ए मेरे अल्लाह ए मेरे अल्लाह। शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह। लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह। अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह। दीदा दिल में तुझको बसा लूं सबसे हटा लूं अपनी नजर में। दीदा दिल में तुझको बसा लूं सबसे हटा लूं अपनी नजर में। तेरा ही जलवा पेश नजर हो जाऊं कहीं मैं देखूं जिधर में। तेरा तसव्वुर ऐसा जमालू कल्ब में मिसले नक्श हजर में। तेरा तसव्वुर ऐसा जमालू कल्ब में मिसले नक्श हजर में। भूल सकूं ता उम्र न तुझको चाहूं बुलाना खुद भी अगर में। शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह। लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पैर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह। अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह जल जलालुहु। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह 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 ला इलाहा। سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں، میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں۔ کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں، میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں۔ کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں، میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں۔ وہ ہو جائے میرا، میں ہو جاؤں اس کا، یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں۔ وہ ہو جائے میرا، میں ہو جاؤں اس کا، یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں۔ کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں، میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں۔ کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں، میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں۔ وہ ہو جائے میرا، میں ہو جاؤں اس کا، یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں۔ اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ۔ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ۔ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ۔ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے، غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے، پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے۔ ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ۔ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم۔
Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, برحمتك نستغيث, برحمتك نستغيث, برحمتك نستغيث. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا أرحم الراحمين, يا أكرم الأكرمين, يا غياث المستغيثين. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, او مائی رحیم اللہ, او مائی کریم اللہ, او مائی ستار غفار اللہ, او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, موسٹ کمپیشنٹ کائنڈ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ, فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. او اللہ فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. O Allah, we know that because of our weakness, because of our sins, because of our evil actions and deeds, all over the world we are suffering, O my beloved Allah. But O my Allah, who else is there for us besides you? We cannot turn towards anyone besides you. O Allah, everything lies in your hands. We are extending these begging bowls before you. Mere Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. We are begging before you, O my Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Day and night we have been indulging in sins. Oh my Allah, our whole life was spent in your disobedience. But oh Allah, we believe that you dearly love those who seek forgiveness. You dearly love to forgive the sins of the sinners when they seek forgiveness. Oh Allah, therefore we are extending our hands before you. Nothing else has gathered us here except that we are hopeful of your mercy. Ya Allah, we have heard the hadiths of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam has informed us that you dearly love the forgiveness of sins. Oh my Allah, therefore we are extending these begging bowls before you. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my Allah, there was no such thing as darkness for you. There was no such thing as light for you. You saw everything that we did. You heard everything that we spoke. Oh Allah, you are aware of even the thoughts that cross our minds. Oh my beloved Allah, we cannot keep anything secret from you. Even if there is a tiny little black ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, oh Allah, you are aware of the movement of that ant. No matter how deep beneath the earth it may be, oh Allah, you are aware of the movement of that ant. Oh my beloved Allah, how can you not be aware of what we are doing? Ay Allah, forgive each and every one of us. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, there is no one else that can forgive sins besides you. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you forgiveness for ourselves, for our parents, for our wives and children, for our brothers and sisters, for our family members, for the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, it is not difficult for you to forgive the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, nobody is going to question you, why did you forgive the ummah? Ay Allah, agar tu ne hame maaf kar diya, to hamara kaam ban jayega. Ay Allah, sirf shaitan naraz ho jayega. Tere pyare Habib khush ho jayenge. Ay Allah, if you forgive us, your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become happy. Ya Allah, nobody is going to question you that those who were such major sinners in their lives, who had assembled at Masjid-e-Noor and had extended their hands, why did you forgive them? Nobody is going to question you. Ay Allah, but if you forgive us, we will become happy. Oh Allah, our problems will be solved. Ya Allah, we will get sukoon and peace in our lives. We will get tranquility in our hearts. We will get serenity and joy in our health. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ay mere pyare khuda, agar tu ne nigahe rahmat humse pher li, to tu bata ke phir hum gande kaha jaye. If you turn away your glance of rahmat from us, ya Allah, who else is there for us that we can turn towards? Ya Allah, if a dog is chased from one butcher, it can still go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can still go to another. Oh my beloved Allah, but if you turn away your glance of rahmat from us, who else is there for us that we can go to? Which other home is there for us in which we can go and beg? Ey Allah, these begging bowls we are extending before you. Ey mere Allah, tu hamare gunahon ko maaf kar de. Ey Allah, hum sab ki maghfirat farma de. Oh Allah, bless us in this life with peace, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Fill our hearts with the noor of zikr. Fill our hearts with the noor of tilawat. Fill our hearts with the noor of zuhad and sabr and shukr. O Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Ey Allah, hum sabko apna qurb naseeb farma. Bless each and every one of us with your marifat. Bless us with your yaqeen. Bless us with tawakkul and trust in you. Oh my beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. If you become ours, then everything is ours. And if you are not ours, then nothing will be ours. Oh my beloved Allah, there is no more any kind of sukoon left in our hearts. Ya Allah, there is no peace and happiness left in the ummah. Oh Allah, there is no kind of sukoon in the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Ya Allah, the hearts have become void and empty of taqwa. Oh my beloved Allah, we are seeking from you the noor of taqwa. Ey mere pyare khuda, puri ummat ki halat ko badal de. Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you to change our condition. Ya Allah, if you could have changed the direction of the lives of those who were kuffar, those who were mushrikeen, those who were Yahud and Nasara, but when they accepted Islam at the hands of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah, when they just cast one glance of muhabbat and love with iman upon the beloved face of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. Ey Allah, agar tu unki zindagiyon ko badal sakta hai, to tere liye kya mushkil hai hamari zindagi ko badal dena. Ey Allah, there is nothing difficult for you. Ya Allah, what are our sins in front of your maghfirat? Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the world, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, Ya Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one glance of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Ey Allah, tere liye kya mushkil hai? If man can make one dynamite stick which can blow up huge mountains, Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to blow up these mountains of sins with this istighfar and tawbah that we are making? Ya Allah, bless us all with long life. Bless us with long life so that we may accumulate the maximum amount of good deeds. Ya Allah, bless us with good health. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Oh my beloved Allah, we are spiritually sick and physically sick. Oh my beloved Allah, cure us of all our ailments and diseases. Cure us, our parents, brothers and sisters, wives and children, and the entire ummah of all diseases and sicknesses and illness, whether they are spiritual or physical. Ey Allah, jo bimar hai unko shifa ata farma. Ey Allah, jahan kahin bhi wo bimar hai unko shifa ata farma. Ey Allah, bless us with contentment. Bless us with satisfaction. Ya Allah, bless us in our hearts with peace and tranquility. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties and problems, provide for them plentiful of halal risk and sustenance and remove their financial problems. Ey Allah, tu sab ki mali mushkilat ko dur farma. Ey Allah, jo be aulad hai unko aulad saleh naseeb farma. And oh Allah, if out of your hikmah and wisdom, and for some reason if you have not blessed any person with children, Ya Allah, then bless them with pious and righteous children. And if, oh my beloved Allah, it is not in the taqdeer to get any children, then bless them with sukoon in their lives. And oh Allah, give them this rahmat and this ni'mat of yours. And give them, oh my beloved Allah, the yaqeen that whatever decision you make is the best of all decisions. Oh my beloved Allah, those children who have gone onto drugs and drink and vices and evil, Ya Allah, bring them back onto track. Ey Allah, the scene is becoming very frightening and scary. Ey Allah, where are our children going to play? Where are they going to study? Where are they going to visit? Where are they going to find entertainment which will be
halal and permissible. Ay Allah, everywhere there's nothing but fitnas. Ay Allah, tu unki hifazat farma. Ay Allah, aulad ko nek aur saleh bana. Aulad ko nek aur saleh bana. Oh Allah, bless us with good health. Ya Allah, hum sabko sehat de. Hame afiyat de. Hame tandurusti de. Oh Allah, protect our iman. Ya Allah, iman is at stake. Ay Allah, itne fitne aa rahe hai ki ab to iman ka bhi khatra ho gaya. Ya Allah, the sahaba-e-kiram, the tabi'in, the taba-tabi'in, the awliya-e-kiram. Ya Allah, wo ibadat karke bhi rote the. They used to make ibadat and still cry that they were unable to do justice to their ibadat. Ay Allah, hum gunah karke haste hai. Hum gunah karke haste hai, mere Allah. We commit sins and we brag about our sins. Ya Allah, we advertise our sins in newspapers. And we are proud about this advertisement of our sins. Ay Allah, ummat jab apne gunaho ke upar hasne lage. Ummat jab apne gunaho ke upar fakhar karne lage. Ay Allah, is ummat ka phir kya haal hoga? Ya Allah, when we brag about our sins and we express pride of our sins, then oh my Allah, where is the iman left in our hearts? Ya Allah, such fitnas are lashing at us that only you can protect us from these fitnas. Ya Allah, protect our iman. Ya Allah, protect our Islam. Oh Allah, protect our a'mal. Oh Allah, protect our akhlaq. Ya Allah, bless us with the akhlaq of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with the sajdas of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with the da'wat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Ya Allah, humare dilo ko tu apna bana le. Oh my beloved Allah, change the qibla of our hearts. Oh Allah, the qibla of our hearts are the evil and the haram entertainment that the world is throwing at us. Oh Allah, the qibla and the direction of our hearts have become the cinemas and the theaters and the gambling dens and adultery and fornication and evil gazes. Oh my Allah, all the haram of the world has become the qibla of our lives. Ay Allah, change our qibla towards you. Ay Allah, teri zaat-e-ali ki taraf hamara qibla pher de. Ya Allah, change the direction of our lives. Ya Allah, take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, distance us from everything that is haram. We have become the slaves of nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan have chained us, oh my beloved Allah. Ay Allah, nafs and shaitan has chained us. Ay Allah, tu hamari madad farma. Ya Allah, take us out of the slavery of nafs and shaitan and make us your slaves, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, put your love so much into our hearts that it becomes extremely easy to do everything that's pleasing to you. Put so much of love of Rasul-e-Pak into our hearts that it becomes extremely easy to follow his Mubarak life. Ay Allah, teri muhabbat hamare qulub ke andar bhar de. Ya Allah, hamari dilo ke andar teri muhabbat bhar de. Is dunya ko chhod kar tere paas aana hai. Ay Allah, daily janazas are proceeding towards the qabristan. Ay Allah, this year so many places, earthquakes took away hundreds of thousands. Ay Allah, so many places all put together, thousands of people disappeared from the surface. To rise no more, oh my beloved Allah. So many people in accidents, in killings, in murders. Ay Allah, they departed from this world. Ay Allah, so many out of natural deaths passed away. Ay Allah, ek din hame bhi marna hai. Ek din maut aani hai. Ay Allah, these tongues will move no more. The lips will be able to move no more. Ay Allah, these hands will be moving no more. Our feet will be able to walk no more. Ay Allah, the clothes of our bodies will be removed. The rings and the watches will be removed. Even the false teeth from our mouth will be removed. Ay mere pyare khuda, we are going to return to the graves empty-handed. Ay Allah, kafan hame pehnaya jayega. Ay Allah, before the kafan is put off our bodies, give us the tawfiq of putting the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Ay Allah, before the ghusl of mayyat is given to our bodies, give us the tawfiq of breaking the ghusl of tawbah, oh my beloved Allah. Ay Allah, tu hamara ban ja. Ay Allah, hum tujhse tujhi ko talab kar rahe hai. We are seeking you from you. Oh Allah, if you become ours, the kingdoms will become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri,
جو تو میرا تو سب میرا فلک میرا زبی میری. Oh my beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. We are extremely weak servants. Oh my Allah, protect us and safeguard us from all the fitnas that are lashing at us. Fitnas from our right, fitnas from our left, fitnas from in front of us and fitnas from behind us. Fitnas pouring from above, oh my beloved Allah. Our homes have become places of fitna. Our bazaars and marketplaces, places of fitna. Schools and colleges, places of fitna. Ay Allah, hum kidhar jaye? Oh my Allah, protect us from all the fitnas. Ay mere pyare khuda, give us the strength and the himmat to fight against nafs and shaitan like lions, oh my Allah. How long are we going to remain hypocrites on this earth? How long are we going to walk on the surface of the earth as munafiqeen? Oh my Allah, how long are we going to remain fox in front of the nafs and shaitan? Allah, make us like lions and fight nafs and shaitan. Ey mere Allah, humare liye zindagi aasan bana de. Allah, give us a life of comfort and ease. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Do not deprive us of the ni'mats of this world, the bounties of this world, and do not deprive us of the bounties of the akhirah. Oh my Allah, give us barakat in our homes. Give us barakat in our lives. Give us barakat in our businesses. Give us barakat in our time. Give us barakat in every ni'mat of yours. Oh Allah, do not snatch away our ni'mats because of our disobedience. Do not seize us on account of our sins. Oh Allah, do not let the angel of death find us in a haram place. We have to depart from this world. Ya Allah, we do not know when our time is going to expire. Ya Allah, do not let the angel of death take away our soul in some disco. Ya Allah, we have heard and we have read of people dying in discos, in rave clubs, in cinemas, in theaters, in prostitution quarters. Ay Allah, don't bring about embarrassment on the ummat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of our sins. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication. Don't let the angel of death find us with some filthy novel or magazine in our hands. Don't let the angel of death find us in any haram quarters. Ya Allah, when our time to depart from this world comes, Ay Allah, take us in a state that you are pleased with us. Ay Allah, take us in a state that you are pleased with us. Ay Allah, let our death be in Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. Ay Allah, let us be at the rawza of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah on our lips. Ay Allah, let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. Ay Allah, humare haal par raham farma, humare haal par karam farma. Ay mere pyare khuda, humari maghfirat farma. Ya Allah, ummat muslima ki madad farma. Ay Allah, Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, sare alam ke andar. Ay Allah, jahan kahin bhi mujahideen deen islam ke khatir mehnat kar rahe, unke jihad ko qubool farma. Ay Allah, all the works of deen also that are taking place, accept them. Ay Allah, dawat ki mehnat qubool farma, khanqahon ki mehnat qubool farma, mashayikh ki mehnat qubool farma. Ay Allah, masjid aqsa ko zalim yahudi ke qabze se chhuda de. Ay Allah, tu un musalmanon ko teri madad aur nusrat bhej de. Ay Allah, un yahudiyon ke muqaddar mein agar iman nahi hai to unko aad aur samud ki tareeke se halak aur barbaad farma. Ay Allah, huzur e paak sa sab ne bahut duaye mangi hamare liye. How much of duas he made for us. Ay Allah, what kind of love he must have had for the ummat. 24 hours his concern was the ummat. Oh Allah, that not one ummati must go into the fire of Jahannam. How much of his Mubarak blood was shed for this ummat. How much of his Mubarak blood was shed for this ummat. Ay Allah, in Taif his blood is shed. In Uhud his blood is shed. In the Haram Sharif, oh Allah, they strangle him. Oh Allah, he falls down unconscious. They beat him up in the Haram Sharif. Intestines of animals placed on his back. When he stands for namaz, oh Allah, whole night he stands until his feet swell. Ay Allah, in Uhud, he is stoned and his teeth are shattered. Ay Allah, kitni qurbaniya di taaki hum tak Islam pahunch jaye. Ya Allah, we showed no appreciation for the sacrifices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ay Allah, 3 solid years, ostracized and boycotted. No food and water allowed. Ay Allah, except that which came in secretly. Ay Allah, the time came when they even had to boil the leather and
Hey Allah, they had to chew leather. For survival, they had to eat the leaves of the trees. Hai mere Allah. That ummat, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed, that ummat for whom you shed so much of your blood, that ummat for whom you cried so much, that ummat today in fraud, that ummat in zina, that ummat in adultery and fornication, that ummat establishing and running casinos, that ummat, oh Allah, running cinemas and theaters and vice dens, that ummat today unconcerned about your deen, Allah, how much of injury and pain we will be causing to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all the du'as of khair that he made for the ummat, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Bless the entire ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, oh Allah, protect us, protect our wives and children, protect our brothers and sisters, protect the entire ummat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh my Allah, those people who have lost their parents, brothers and sisters, family members, whoever has passed away, Ya Allah, give them Jannatul Firdaus. Unki maghfirat farma de. Allah, unke gunahos ko maaf farma de. Unke darajat ko buland farma de. Aur jab hamara jaane ka waqt aaye to khatima iman ke upar farma de. Allah, give us death on iman. Allah, iman ke upar hamara khatima farma. Those young girls and boys who are looking for suitable marriage partners, Ya Allah, and they are concerned about their iman and protection of their iman, Ya Allah, bless them with good, righteous and pious marriage partners. Ya Allah, change the conditions of their lives. Oh my Allah, make it extremely easy for them to fulfill this great and mubarak sunnah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين